Welcome and thank you for joining us to Using PowerShell for Active Directory. This is going to be a fun live jumpstart for everyone today. And I'd like to kind of introduce you to my friend and Microsoft Premier Field Engineer for Active Directory, Ashley McGlone. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the invitation, Jason. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Now, I think everybody has... Now, I just have to say one thing. Have you noticed his Twitter handle? I understand... Okay, Ashley, I understand... The PFE, Premier Field right. Engineer, but where did you come up with, on your Twitter handle, the goatee thing? I don't quite get that.
You know, you say goatee all the time. It's, you got to pronounce it fully. It's goatee.
Oh, it's go. Oh,
goatee.
It's goatee.
Yeah,
it's
goatee PFE.
So you got the goatee. Now, Ashley is pretty famous around Microsoft, not for the goatee, but for the work that he does with PowerShell and Active Directory. And you know, before we dive in and do formal introductions, we're going to be talking about some really interesting things today. A lot of people ignore Active Directory. They just kind of, it just sits there and it just runs. It just, you know, does that kind of thing. But Active Directory, it's one of the most important things in the world. It's our authentication. And, you know, really, it needs some love and attention too, right?
Right, right. Especially those folks coming off of 2003. If you are just now getting off of Windows Server 2003, all right, keep going, get it done very quickly, but you're going to need to know how to manage your directory now in, I would say, the new world, but it's not so new anymore, really, in the world of PowerShell. And so now, today, we are going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to show you some things that I guarantee you've never seen demonstrated at TechEd or blogged or YouTube. I'm going to show you some techniques today that are going to be fresh. There's going to be stuff for the beginners who just need to know how to get started. We're going to definitely cover that. And if you've been doing Active Directory or scripting for a while, you're going to pick up some tips in this jumpstart that you're going to be excited to share with your friends and tweet about.
I don't know about everybody else, but I'm both excited and a little bit nervous. So, Ashley, let's do some formal interviews. I got a slide up here for you that talks a little bit about, why don't you tell everybody about yourself a little bit?
Sure. So I'm a Microsoft Premier Field Engineer, and I started with Microsoft about 5 years ago. And before that, I was, let's go way back before that. So in 1982, for Christmas, I got a Commodore VIC-20.
Did we have to go that far back?
That's way back, yeah. They like to give me some street cred. You know, a lot of Commodore people, you know, the TIs, all that back in that era. So that's when I got my start. And I just got hooked on, I taught myself binary at age 12 because I had to do these sprite graphics and things.
Oh,
and
it was, you're one of those. Yeah. How did you manage to get a personality? I'll never know.
Yeah, so anyway, let's fast forward then. So I was MCT, I taught Windows Server 2000 and NT4. And I taught my first Active Directory workshop on the release candidate in December 1999. So,
oh, that's awesome. That was a good
day. Oh, yeah. I've been doing AD for quite a while.
Well, the interesting thing is that Ashley and I have known each other for a while because Ashley is also a PowerShell expert, and he speaks often at the PowerShell Summit done by PowerShell.org and Microsoft. And so you show up to the summit, he'll talk even more about Active Directory. Now, for me, I've got a slide up for myself. I'm CFO of PowerShell.org. I'm a Windows PowerShell MVP, been around in the industry quite some time with messaging and Active Directory and SharePoint and IIS, one of my favorite things of all time. So, but enough about me. Here's what we're going to take a look at in this course. If you take a look, we're going to go through, well, it's not so much an introduction to Active Directory as it is to using PowerShell with Active Directory. Also, we're going to dive right into working with users and groups and doing all of these tasks with PowerShell, how to query data and then do things with that data. And then one of my favorite things of all, forensic investigations. Basically, who did this? What changed? Who changed it? How can we find them? And all of that kind of stuff. Also, to set your expectations, if you're joining us for this, there's a few things you might want to know before we get started. Take a look at my setting expectations. Now, this is definitely tailored for the IT pro, so this is going to be fast and furious as we're going to be going through this. We're going to give you real-world tips and tricks, as Ashley already mentioned. If you are not quite familiar with PowerShell, you might want to get up to speed with that. As you can see at the bottom, with a Microsoft Virtual Academy, Getting started with PowerShell 3.0 Jumpstart, I think you'll find that will get you all set for the information that we are going to talk about today. Also, some links and books for some additional information. Now, Ashley, what are these first two links up
here? Sure. So the NVA PSAD, that's NVA PowerShell AD.
There we go.
All right. So that link is going to take you out to my blog where I've prepared a special page that's going to have scripts from today's Jumpstart that you can download.
Oh, you are so nice.
I'm going to just give it all away.
Give it all away.
Yep. And that's also going to have links down in the, I've got 4 years of blog posts on Active Directory and PowerShell. And I'll be hitting some of those throughout this time together. So I'll have some links to some of those there. And then as a premier field engineer, that's my job. I work with Microsoft Premier customers. So if you would like me or one of my peers to come on site and help you with these types of things, you can hit this MVA Premier link, and that will get you directed to the Premier page where if you're not a Premier customer, you can find out some information on how to do that. And then we can come see you if you're not already a Premier customer.
Do you mean you could come out and help me fix my Active Directory so that I don't have to?
Yes. That's what I do.
Awesome. That's what I like. A couple of other things on this slide. Just as kind of a shout out, some book references for you. Managing Active Directory with Windows PowerShell, the TFM by Jeff Hicks. Also, if you're out on Amazon looking for some books, you got Automating Active Directory Administration with PowerShell. Just some reference books for you. Learn Active Directory in a Month of Lunches by our friend Richard Sitaway as well is an excellent resource to help you with, you know, some of the Active Directory tasks. We're going to be deep diving, but if you have some other generic tasks or general tasks, these books can be quite helpful to you.
Yeah, good peers. We highly recommend them.
Yeah, they're very good peers. Highly recommended. So, you think we're about ready to get started with our very first... Think so?
Hit like some actual slideware.
Yeah, like actual slideware and actually dive in and start working. Yeah. All right, here we go. Module one, we're going to start off with an introduction to Active Directory.
Yes, sir.
And PowerShell. And so here's what we're going to do as a module overview, if you'd like to take a look. We're going to start off with the version history, basically ways that you can work with Active Directory, the old ways and the new ways, getting started, what you need to know in order to get started with it. Active Directory Administrative Center, right?
Right.
Oh, that's going to be a fun conversation. And then Ashley's going to talk to us about the one-liners. So what do you say we get started with version history?
Yes, sir. So I like to say this is PowerShell, not PowerPoint.
Right. So, I totally agree with you on that one. So we're keeping the PowerPoints as minimum as possible.
And so I want to let our viewers know that this is not going to be hours and hours of PowerPoint. Okay, we've got a few slides up front just to set the stage and to get the baseline of your knowledge so you understand a little bit of the architecture of how the Active Directory PowerShell model works. And then after that, it's all demos.
So you want to start off with giving us kind of this Active Directory PowerShell history?
Sure, so why don't you cue those slides?
I got the slide up here.
Let's build through that. So former scripting technologies, wow. Boy, so many different ways you can script. Now, if I go back to when I first started scripting with Active Directory, 2002 maybe, I was working for a big household name company where they were migrating off of NT. They got everything in Windows 2000 at that point, and I actually designed their OU and GPO implementation. And I was the guy that wrote the script that took all the user accounts from that flat NT structure and then created all the OUs and sorted them into the OU. So I've been scripting AD since the beginning, really.
What did you use? Because I used a lot of VBScript, and if you used VBScript, it was the ADSI object, right, that we were using for that. So we had all these old scripting technologies, but something magical happened along the way, right around 2006 of November 2006.
Right. We had some PowerShell.
Got some PowerShell coming in there.
So in this history then, I just want you to know that before Active Directory PowerShell, there was all these other technologies, ADODB even.
Oh gosh, yeah.
That was really ugly. I used that to sync up with a SQL server, and I did, you had all the command line utilities that were pretty decent for the time, but you know, they weren't object oriented. It was just all flat text. And then we had the ADSI, of course, even WMI that you could work with in ADs. And every now and then I've had to fall back on those. But now that we're on the newer versions of PowerShell for Active Directory, I don't have to do that so much anymore.
And so no more WMI usage really as needed as it used to be. So why don't you go ahead and talk about some of the the things that have occurred with PowerShell and Active Directory? Because I don't remember the year that the Active Directory team first came out with their commandlets. I know it was pretty early, like I'm thinking 2007,
2008 R2.
Okay, 2008 R2.
2008
okay.
R2. So back to the slide then, we can see that's where we released the version 1 of the PowerShell commandlets for Active Directory. Now, don't confuse that with PowerShell version 2.
Right. Which...
Right. So this is V1 of the Active Directory PowerShell commandlets. And so then we had the basic administration, force and domains, users and groups, things like that. The one thing that was really missing, though, in that release was things like, how do I create a new subnet? How do I create a new site? And we had to manually script out some things with some of the generic AD object commandlets. And that's where in PowerShell version 2 for Active Directory.
Which I have up here on the slide.
Okay,
here.
Yeah, so let's take a look at that slide then. So now we released then with 2012... the version 2, we then added commandlets for replication, trust, new features like DC cloning and dynamic access control. And then we add a new whole module just for DC promo.
Oh, and I just have to tell everybody that we are going to have this massive conversation. Well, not massive, but DC promo's gone. And Ashley's going to take us through everything on how to deal with making and dealing with domain controllers in a lot of different ways towards the end here. So,
and we should mention that's in the bonus content.
That's in the bonus content.
After
that's
the
right,
live
after
events.
This one.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So then finally, if we go back down to the slides, we take a look. In 2012 R2, we got most of the basic functionality already covered. So we're really just looking at new features. So we did some new things to help with security and mitigating past the hash and things like that, this new authentication silo feature and some other things, special protected groups. So that's where the authentication policies come in. So all together, you know, see we started out with 76 commandlets, we added 69, we added 12, so we're well over 100, almost 200 commandlets now for Active Directory.
Which is awesome. And so now what's kind of interesting is how do we, and I've got kind of a slide up for this, but how do we start to get started, that didn't even make sense, right? How do I get started using these commandlets for Active Directory? You know, what's the process? What, you know, how do I get equipped to start managing my AD?
Right, well, let's go ahead and hit the next slide and let's talk about where these are located. So you're going to need the RSAT, the Remote Server Administration Tools. And that's where you're going to get the commandlets installed on your machine.
Now, you're talking about on the client machine of Windows 7, Windows 8, preferably Windows 8, whatever.
Right.
You're going to download the Remote Server Administration Tools, and that's going to give you everything you need. Why shouldn't I be RDPing to my domain controller?
Do you really need me to answer that question?
This is something, if you watch the PowerShell video series from MVA, you know the answer to this already. Don't RDP to your servers. That's bad, that's bad, that's bad.
Right.
The RSAT tools are created for you for this purpose. And so, download the RSAT tools. I get the RSAT tools, now what?
Okay, so here's the key thing to understand with the RSAT tools. The version of the RSAT tools, whether it's on a member server or on a workstation, that version of the tool determines the version of the commandlets that you have.
Okay.
So if I've got a Windows 7 machine, because that's all my IT department's gonna let me have right now, then I'm restricted to the RSAT for Windows 7.
Right.
Which means I'm only gonna get the functionality that was released in that era of the version 1 commandlets.
I see what you're saying. So when we were looking at the last slide and looking at, you know, we had X amount of commandlets that let us do this in version 1. On Windows 7, I'm only going to get that version 1 stuff then.
Right.
So to get the most functionality to manage Active Directory, I really want Windows 8.1 to get the version 3 stuff.
Right. So even if I'm targeting a 2012 R2 server, but I'm using the Windows 7 RSAT, I'm only going to have the commandlets from that, except for one other thing. And we're going to talk about, there's a trick that'll get you around that.
That's right. Yes. There is a trick. Yes. I told you this was going to get advanced. Okay, so what else we got?
All right, so let's go back to the slides then. So let's take a look. So we've got on the left hand of the slide, we've got the feature level determined by the RSAT level that's installed. Next, on the right hand side, we've got a server running what's called the Active Directory web service.
Okay.
Now, the AD web service is what makes these things work. The web service basically is listening for commands to come in, and then it goes queries the database, and then it serves up the results to you. Now, out of the box on 2008 R2 and above, no sweat. And I almost hate to mention.
I know you're going to, but you have to.
But for those of you who are still on 2003, I'm only telling this to you so that you can get off of 2003, okay? So on 2003, you can install something called the Management Gateway, Gateway Management Service, something like that. I've got the links on the slide there. So you can install that, and then you can target that DC with the commandlets. You can't run them locally on that DC, but you can at least target it to and the only reason I'm telling you that is because I know you're getting off those 2003 servers.
And this could help during that migration process.
Right, exactly.
And I think it's an important note that these commandlets don't run on the 2003 domain controller.
Right.
But you can get your commandlets to target and use those 2003 domain controllers to help you get through that migration that you need to get through right away. And I notice you got the port number on this slide if they want to show that again.
Right. So in your build instructions at your company, when you're building a server and you're putting your firewall rules in, now we've got Windows remoting port for that. Remember?
I'm kind of dyslexic, so I never remember the port for that.
5985.
Oh, see you. Oh, all right. Man, I tell you, maybe so, I got to look into this whole PowerShell technology.
You should. Yeah. So port 5985, you want to forever and always now always have open to your servers because Server Manager won't work without it. Okay. But then with Active Directory, you want to, all right, little quiz. What is the LDAP port? Do you remember what port that is?
No, I'm not the ADPFE. You
are. All right, 389.
389, okay.
389 is the LDAP port. Do you know what 3389 is?
What's 3389?
It's like RDP.
Oh, is that RDP?
I'm pretty sure that's RDP.
I use RDP, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, not anymore, right?
You're right.
So now we've got 389, 3389. Now we have 9389. 9389 is the web service port for Active Directory commandlets. So make sure that in your build instructions, and we've updated this, there's a KB article that has all the well-known ports for Windows Server technologies. We've added 9389 in there for Active Directory specifically so that you always have that as well as your other ports on your servers open for management.
Now that's if I'm going to install the RSAT tools, but as you kind of alluded to, I could be, you know, I'm as a consultant, I'm showing up, I could be handed any box there is. Maybe I'm not allowed to install the RSAT tools on the box that I've been handed. There's another way that people that are into PowerShell, they already know about this, but there's another way I could get all these Active Directory commandlets without installing anything.
Right. And that's what the Exchange guys, they kind of always had to do that because that's just the way it worked for them. But now the AD guys get to do that as well. It's called implicit remoting.
And I do have a slide up for implicit remoting if you want to take us through that, because this is
fantastic.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, so what happens is I've got in this case, I've got a Windows 7 box, and the reason I put PowerShell 3 or 4 on there, go download it, install it, you get the great new ISE, but the reason I put that on there is because it makes this implicit remoting thing a little bit easier.
Yeah, easier than version 2.
Right.
Still usable in version 2, but a little bit easier.
Yeah, so this is highlighted in a blog post I did called How to Use the Latest Commandlets for 2012 on a Windows 7 Machine. So what you do is you do a new PS session. This is just standard PowerShell remoting to your tools server, which is ideally a domain controller. The security works a little easier if it's a DC. Otherwise, there's some ugly cred SSP stuff that you really don't want to do.
Don't want to do, right.
So then you'll open up a new, you'll import the module over that session.
And let's be clear, if you haven't worked with PowerShell implicit remoting, when you're importing this module, what you're doing is you're getting actually little shortcuts on your box to the real commandlets running on the domain controller. We're not like installing the module so much on your box. You're getting these little shortcuts, but they look, they feel, they taste, they smell just like the real commandlets. I mean, a snozzberry is a snozzberry.
Right. So, yeah. So the only difference in this case, though, is that when you locally use the AD commandlets, you normally get this AD colon drive letter or provider, we call it.
Right.
But when you're doing that over an implicit remoting session, you won't get the AD colon. So not a big loss there.
Yeah, not a big loss.
Yeah.
So besides, after we import the module, what else we got here?
So then
we can actually, okay.
I'm using the example of a commandlet here, get AD replication subnet. .NET, which is not available in the RSAT for Windows 7. So I'm using a new commandlet from a latest version from the server, and then when I issue that commit, it actually throws that out to those whatever version DC is out there running the web service. It just slings it out there and gets the results back, and it brings us back then as serialized results.
So moral of the story is, even if you're on Windows 7, you can have the version 3, the latest, greatest commandlets by implicitly remoting them to your Windows 7 box.
And that's not an excuse to stay entrenched on Windows 7. All right.
I'm glad you got that out.
Still need to get up to the latest version. Yes.
Okay, now one of the other tools that everybody runs across, and this is where, you know, we get to start seeing some demos and stuff, but one of the other tools is, and I don't know if a lot of admins know about this, but the new Active Directory Administration Center can also help us not only in a graphical tool for management, which it's a great tool for that. Always need to have graphicals still. We'll always have those. But it can also help show us some of the PowerShell stuff, right?
Right. Why don't you cue up the title slide?
I've got the title slide up for that. ADAC.
All right, great. Yeah. So ADAC history, right.
Yeah.
So this is a feature that we released in 2012. So when you use the Active Directory Administrative Center, that's that new version of AD users and computers that most people are like resistant to, okay? But there's some really cool features in there that you're gonna want to use, because really what they're doing is they're driving PowerShell under the covers. So we can take a look at that real quick.
Yeah, let's go ahead and look at that.
Yeah, so let me fire up my VMs here. And let's take a look over here on my domain controller. And I've got the AD Administrative Center neatly pinned to my taskbar. And so here, this is the Windows AD administrative interface now for 2012. And if you'll notice, you've got all these distracting links, of course, with help. That's good. That's helpful.
No, that's
right?
Good and it's helpful. But I think you bring up a really good point is that, you know, a lot of times guys open this up for the first time and they're like, oh, I got to figure all this out. I'm going to go back to ADUC real quick.
Right.
And do my work, but I that's why I'm glad you're kind of showing. These are links for some useful information.
And so if you want to use the old ADUC kind of view, you just go up and click on the top left corner there, and you can expand. And there you've got your same kind of drill down view that you're used to in ADUC. But draw your eyes all the way down to the bottom, and it's almost out of view there.
It's easy to miss, right?
It is easy to miss. Yeah. Windows PowerShell history, and I have to scroll all the way to the right-hand side and up arrow there. And I'm going to click Show All just so you can see what's happening. And this is the magic behind the curtain of the interface. Now, it's not like one of our goals is to get to where you can see the code before you execute it, but this is kind of a different scenario. This is the code that you just executed from the GUI.
So as if I'm understanding, as I'm moving through this GUI doing stuff, he's now showing me, you know, from us Exchange guys, we're used to this. We see this all the time through the Exchange System Manager, or if you're working with Exchange Online now, you can see that as you're moving through and doing things, it's showing you what's getting executed underneath. And this is really helpful, right?
Because yeah.
This is not only teaching me what commandlets are being used, but I can use some of this stuff for like scripting.
Right. Yeah. So now you also have to give you the caveat here that you know, this is code written into the tool that's like formal script code that you may not always use the exact same syntax yourself.
What do you mean by formal script code that I may not use?
That means it comes out of the product group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. So we might clean this up a little bit when we're scripting. Okay.
Right, yeah. So let's take a look, though, if we go back to the demo here. So let's drill into the HROU. Oh, there's nobody home there. Let's go find another OU. I know migrated users, there are some people in there. So there we go. We've got some accounts. Now down here at the bottom, you can see get AD object, LDAP filter, and here's all the different things. Hey, look, we're searching for the migrated OU, one level. So this is showing you what's happening in the GUI. Now I pull up somebody's account here, and it says their description. Let's scroll down through here. The description on this account, where'd it go? Let's see, we got the department. Let's say they change departments. Or no, let's give them a job title. Chief AD PowerShell Engineer. That sounds fancy. I like that.
Now, when you click OK, I would expect this to go from a get AD object to a, and I'm working out my PowerShell right. knowledge, yeah. to maybe a set AD?
Let's see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to hit OK. And bada bing, bada boom, set AD user, there he is.
So I was wrong is what you're saying.
Close, you're
no,
really close.
No, I was close, but that's the whole point to this, right?
Is yeah.
that I might think that, well, it should be set AD object. Well, now just mm-hmm. show me that it's set AD user. Oh, that makes sense. Now I just learned.
Right, so you're learning.
Believe it or not, once in a while that does happen. I know it's
light
surprising.
Bulb.
I know,
it's surprising. All right, yes.
We even got the production crew back there clapping.
Okay.
So.
You know, one other thing that I think we should point out before we get too far along, back to my screen here, I've been blogging on Active Directory and PowerShell for about 4 years now. And
yeah, it's a long time.
You know, I was scripting VBScript with AD way back before then. ADSI, I'd rather pull my fingernails out than do that now. Right? But that was the only way we could do it back then. So now, what I prepared for you all is a 4-page cube pinup of all the command equivalents here.
Wait a minute.
Poor choice of words.
Wait a minute. Did you say that this is a 4-page cube pinup. In other words,
yes.
something for me to pin up in my cube.
Right.
That has all of the commandlets on it?
No, not all the commandlets. No.
But just the ones you like?
No, the ones that we used to use with command line utilities.
Oh,
how do I do that now
how you
with AD
now?
PowerShell?
Okay, so this is probably something I would pin up then.
Yes, exactly.
Right next to my Exchange architecture picture is a great example.
Exactly. It makes you look smart.
It makes me... It's never going to look smart. but so you put this together, and this is going to be at that link that you gave earlier. Right.
We're going to have
all
it out
the
there.
Scripts and all of that stuff. Man, mm-hmm. you are a nice guy.
Well, thank you.
What else do you have on the? What else did you want to talk about?
Well, let's take a look real quick through
yeah,
here.
Sure.
So things like DC promo. Now here's the equivalent: install ADDS domain controller. That's how I do that now. And on the right hand side, you'll see that's in version 2012 of
Great.
The commandlets. So we got DSGET, CSVDE, DSQuery, and this sheet just goes on and on. There's RepAdmin, NLTest, NetDom, GPUpdate, invoke-GPUpdate. All right, there's all kinds of handy tips for you here about this is how you used to do it from the command line. Here are the switches that you used, and this is the PowerShell equivalent. And there's nothing else out there like this.
I love this because as somebody who's worked with Active Directory for years and years and years, using the and I don't want to say old. I want to say the native commandlets that have been or not commandlets, but the native commands
right.
that have been around for so long. This is actually really helpful to me. I know how to use RepAdmin. What's the PowerShell way to do it now?
Right.
I think this is a great sheet.
Yeah.
This is an awesome sheet.
So I'm going to go ahead and close that down, and I want to move on and do some actual demos here before we get too far.
Is this the one-liner part that you want to do? Or
not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. So let's go through some fundamentals first on working with the AD commandlets.
Okay.
So I'm on a 2012 R2 server at this point. We could do this from Windows 7. Let's just do that. We'll flip back over to Windows 7 here. I'm going to pull up the command prompt. Not the command prompt. That's the black window.
Yeah, I know.
This is the blue window. PowerShell console, okay. Now, first things, this is a Windows 7 box, and I've installed PowerShell version 3 because it's just happier that way.
Right.
All right. I've got the new ISE. Lots of goodness in there. I've also installed the RSAT on here as well.
Okay, just so what I've you were talking those. About earlier. You got
right,
the
RSAT and you can go back later and look at the slides to see that. But you guys know how to use add and remove programs, so I know you're pretty good with the features turning those things off. I know you can get that. So now, the thing about PowerShell version 3 and 4 is it does the automatic module loading for
dynamically
me.
Importing of the modules.
Right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If in the old days, I'd have to say import module Active Directory. All right. And so that would load it. You get the little green zipper progress
right.
bar. And that gives me some things here. So let's see what I got. Get command dash module Active Directory. And now it gives me this long list. These are all the commandlets that I've got in there. So that's all the commandlets I have to work with. Now, again, this is limited because this is the RSAT
for Windows 7,
yeah. which only has the first release of these commandlets. So, but before we show you the other trick, let's take a look at what else I get here. Get dash AD, or get PS provider. and you will see down here, we have a provider called AD Colon.
Yeah, and this kind of throws a lot of people off that they're not, if they just started with PowerShell, they're not quite accustomed to what these providers are actually giving them. So what does this look like?
So let's take a look. I'm going to type CD space AD colon.
It's like changing to a drive letter.
Changing to a drive letter. Yeah, now I'm going to do a directory. Hey, there that's familiar. Okay. Voila, there it is. That is the root list of Active Directory partitions. And now I'm going to type CD space, and I'm not going to type all those things because one of the things that's it still frustrates me about scripting Active Directory is I hate typing distinguished name paths.
Oh, yeah, because you constantly mess those up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, it's too much typing. Even the word distinguished name is too long to type.
Too long, right?
So I'm just going to use tab complete here, and I'm going to tab into the domain partition root and do a directory. And there's a list that should look a lot like ADUC or ADAC to say, here's a list of all my default top-level containers. Then.
Yeah, that looks really familiar. It looks like just right out of the graphical. All right.
Yeah, and so I can type CD space and change into an OU here. Let's find the OU. Come on. Keep going. Where CN
completion.
Equals. Yes, tab completion. I'm lazy. I don't like to type. There we go. So now I'm in the migrated OU. I type DIR. I get a list of users. There we go.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to change back to C colon. Now, people haven't really found a good way to use this, and everyday people haven't. Some folks like to use the AD colon drive letter just to kind of from the command line browse AD. The GUI's a lot easier, honestly,
but you
can do that. Also, anything I do, if I'm changed down into a path for an OU, that's going to be the target path for any commandlets that I run. So if I create a new AD user, it's going to be located in that OU
path
where I've just navigated to, that kind
sense.
Of thing. So. There are some other things you can do with it, but that's typically.
Do you want to show them real quick dynamically loading before we like do the one-liner stuff?
Sure. So let's close out of this.
Because this is one of the cool things. This is why you want version 3 or version 4.
Yep.
I prefer version 4, but that's for other reasons that we'll talk about in the advanced thing after this.
Yeah, I prefer version 4 as well. Yeah. This is all I had on my VM at the time.
Oh, that's okay. We'll let you get by.
Yeah. So I'm going to type get-ad domain. I hit AD DOM, tab complete worked.
Yeah, which is the weird thing if you're not accustomed to dynamically loading the modules, because it knows the modules are out there. It knows the commandlets are out there.
Yep, so now I hit enter, get AD domain, get the green progress bar really quick. It imported the module, it ran the command. Now I'm actually cruising my domain here with Active Directory PowerShell.
Man, you rock.
Thank you.
In so many ways.
Thank you.
Now, what's the deal with the one-liners? What do you mean by one-liners?
Matter of fact,
take a look. I got a slide up here for one-liners if you guys want to take a quick look.
Yeah,
so what's the deal here with one-liners? People especially that are getting into PowerShell, this is one of the most powerful aspects of PowerShell.
There's a reason we call it PowerShell.
Yes,
right.
There it is.
So one-liners, I just wanted to throw a few gee whiz things up front.
Yeah.
To kind of, as a teaser, to whet people's appetites.
We got a couple of minutes left over for this.
So this is an example of what you can do with one line of code in PowerShell.
Okay, I love it.
All right. So some typical things, I want to get a list of domain controllers. So I just do get AD domain controller, filter star,
so we're
says
not
get all of them.
Name. Yeah, gets
and
all
get
of
all
them.
Of them. And then I'm just going to format that output as a table. And I'm picking some special properties there that I like. And so I'm just going to run that one line. And bada bing, bada boom.
There you go.
Nice. There's a list of all my DCs, which domain, which forest, the site, the IP, OS. Sweet.
And if you're working with PowerShell for the pretty new to it, what you could do is run that exact same command, pipe it to get member or to something like format table dash property star and look at all of the properties and then choose the ones that you want, which is what Ashley was doing here. There were specific properties that he wanted to see. So I think that's awesome.
And that's back from the PowerShell jumpstart that you did with Jeffrey.
With distinguished engineer Jeffrey Snover. What an honor that was.
Right. So you want to go back and make sure you go check out that content because it'll help you understand some of the things we're doing here in core PowerShell.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Here's another one. You want to reset an account password. Typical help desk task, right?
Yeah.
Service desk.
Yeah.
I want to actually scroll down. I did a blog post on this a while back, and I actually said, what if we did this in one crazy line of code with a batch file shortcut on the desktop of the help desk?
Okay, that's you're hurting my head right now. So you want to do a batch file shortcut on the desktop that's
right.
going to launch...
So if my service
PowerShell
desk...
PowerShell stuff.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Let's say I've got my service desk. They've got Windows 7 and they've got the RSAT installed. Most of them do, okay? So they've already got the AD commandlets right there under the covers. Why don't we just create a password reset shortcut that they can launch?
Oh, that way they don't have to know how to type in the PowerShell stuff, because a lot of help
right.
desk hasn't quite gotten there yet.
Right.
The PowerShell. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to copy this text here. This is a simple password reset. And I'm going to go over to my Windows 7 box. And I've already got another one up there. I'm going to create a new one here. It's a new text file. And we'll call this reset1.bat. And whoops, if I could spell. All right, rest one. Oh, that's even more entertaining. So I'm just going to paste in this line. And what you can see here is, we'll zoom in on that. Actually, I don't have zoom it loaded on this machine. But anyway, I'm doing an echo off. I don't want to show them everything that's happening. PowerShell.exe, no exit. Keep it open. And I'm using some really abbreviated aliases here and things. So I'm just going to do a set AD account password. And I'm going to hit save, double click. Now it loads the module. Who's the user? This is Ann Land, one of my popular users. Please enter the desired password. Okay, that's going to be p@ssword, enter, p@ssword, enter, done.
Now, it's kind of small on the screen, but the point is that you're taking a PowerShell command, wrapping it up into a batch file, making it real easy for help desk to be able to just quickly change a user, which is a very common task.
Right.
And you also had some, oh, there it is, okay. You also had some other cool commands in there.
So let's take a look at another example here. And this one, and let me tell you what, let me ramp up the font size real quick on this so we can read it, because this is really slick. What we're gonna do now is say, PowerShell import module Active Directory, because we're on a Windows 7 box typically, set the AD account password, and sometimes you have to do that under a different credential, right?
Right.
So I'm gonna do it, pass in a different credential, and then I'm gonna say, which domain controller do you wanna target? Because sometimes you're working in a multi-domain environment.
And you wanna target maybe like your nearest one, or maybe you wanna target a different one that's closest mm-hmm. to that user.
Right, so then we're gonna ask for the username, and then we're gonna pass all of those things in to a set AD user. And again, this is cryptic. I did this on purpose as a PowerShell stunt, right? To say,
right.
I can do this in less than 200 characters. I can target a DC, prompt for credential, prompt for two passwords and a confirm, prompt for the username, and I'll do all of that in one line of code.
There you go.
All right, so let's cross our fingers here and hope that it works. So here's what's the credential I need to use? Coho Vineyard, and this is always the part that you type administrator. I left out an I in administrator last night. It took me 30 minutes to find it.
I do that all the time too.
So there's my creds. Now it's saying, what DC do you want to target? CVDC1. And what's the user? Ann Land. And now enter the password for that.
Right.
So I will do again, p@ssword, enter, p@ssword, enter. So I now, from a shortcut on the desktop from my service desk now, they don't have to navigate through the tools and the graphically. They can, and they're taking calls all day long. They just want a quick password reset. Now, I have to show you though, that when we redesigned the AD Administrative Center over here, in the overview, there is password reset right there on the front page of the GUI.
Yeah, but so, you know, I don't necessarily want them to have this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the way that you're doing it. Or it's also common in PowerShell to make our own graphicals for help desk that do this functionality. Now, we've only got about a minute left. What other, you know, just kind of the idea of the one-liners, because then we're going to move on. We're going to start deep diving on all these
right.
these commandlets and certain kind of topics.
Mm-hmm.
So did you have something else with the one-liners?
You know what? Let's flip back and see. I've got so many lines of code that we could play with. I think that's about it.
So this one is an example of, okay, that's perfect. That's
right.
Perfect. You got a lot of examples in there.
Different ways to do it.
To do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
And again, this is like PowerShell Kung Fu, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's really succinct.
And it's okay. Purpose. I mean, this is great. So what we've done so far is kind of gotten you started on the tools that you need to start working with Active Directory, the RSAT tools, right? And being able to, one of my favorite things, implicitly remote, that way I get more commandlets than Windows 7 is going to let me have. I get the version 3 stuff. And also, I actually started to show you taking your PowerShell commands and the commandlets that we use for Active Directory, once we have them, some of the creative ways, the kung fu ways that you might be able to use these for your help desk, where your help desk doesn't have to learn how to run PowerShell. Now, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to start to deep dive on things like commandlets and working with users and groups and all that kind of stuff. So stay with us and join us after the break, and we'll start working with users and groups.